All right. This feels a little stupid for several reasons that maybe I'll share at a later date, but my name's Sean Wickens, and I may or may not be a little stoned now or at any point in my life. You know, sometimes that's private information. And I'm going to talk a little bit about time travel. Not because I'm an authority, only because I don't think I try to think about it. I think ideas just pop into my head. Speaking of which, I think it would be hilarious if somebody went over to Amazon, bought a copy of my book, Time Machine Blueprints, and then left a 5-star review and said, "This is the perfect book to bury on a beach next to some coins." You know, something so a metal detector user, not abuser. You know, so somebody would find it. Anyway, I'm going to share a little bit of time travel stuff, but first I want to say that what if the soundtrack to Thor Love and Thunder is better than Thor Ragnarok? And so many people won't be able to experience that joy because everybody hates the movie. And when people hate the movie, they won't listen to the music. Which makes me think, you know, there's a lot of shitty movies out there. There might be a lot of undiscovered music. Undiscovered brilliant music, because people won't watch it because they hate the movie. If you hate the movie, you're not going to listen to the music. All right. Okay. Sometimes I talk to a ChatGPT about time travel ideas, and this is one of them. And the full conversation is on medium.com if you search for my name and or Time Machine Blueprints. This is a podcast that's going to ask you to do a lot of work on your own. Anyway, I asked ChatGPT if I could share a thought experiment I came up with, and it's kind of a mix between the Fermi paradox and the grandfather paradox. Are you familiar with both? ChatGPT says yes. The Fermi paradox raises the question of why, given the vast number of potentially habitable planets in the universe, we haven't encountered any extraterrestrial advanced civilizations. And the grandfather paradox involves a hypothetical situation where someone travels back in time and kills their own grandfather before their parent is born, thereby preventing their own existence. Okay. Already ChatGPT is knocking it out of the park. I mean, I think I did most of the heavy lifting on this conversation. I think I came up with all the smart stuff, but here it goes. I suggested, what if time travel were real? What if there was just one single event from the past that you could change that would greatly improve both the present and the future? It went on to say that was interesting, and then it gave me some problems of why that couldn't happen because of ripple effects and butterfly effects and temporal paradoxes. And I was like, yeah, okay, whatever. And then I said, I'm going to take it a step further. What if, as it's been pointed out by several theoretical physicists — God, it's hilarious that I feel the need to talk about this shit — what if the past and present and the future all exist simultaneously? But also, you know, on one level that might be true, but also we've shown through like quantum experiments that the future can sometimes affect the past. So, with those both things being true or half true, what if we just have to do something in the future, correct one thing in the future to make the past and the present both better. And it liked that. And then it said that there were just complexities of how to find that one moment or whatever. And then I said that, okay, well, hey, ChatGPT, Mr. and Mrs. AI, I took it a step further. And if the past and the present and the future are all existing simultaneously, what if we don't have to do anything in the past or the future to make the timeline better? What if we just have to do something in the present? And ChatGPT was down with that. And I also then asked if it could come with names for all of these, with this thought experiment. And this is where AI did all the cool heavy lifting. It named the experiment as the ripple effect of the eternal now, or the eternal now experiment. And this specific aspect of the adjustment in the present could be labeled the nexus point, whatever has to be adjusted. This is all too lengthy to read, I guess, or at least I don't feel like reading it out loud. But you can search on Medium for this. The article I did, there's more to share, but the article, it's not really an article. I just copied and pasted most of our conversation. I edited it down a little bit. AI helped me to name and hone a new thought experiment about time travel, : the eternal now experiment, or the search for the nexus point. Wow, hot damn. I then asked if it could come up with other names and for all this stuff, and ChatGPT came back to me with this alternative title: The Future's Safe Haven. The nexus point could be called the harmonic node. The adjustment event could be called temporal reconciliation. The ripple effect could be called chrono cascade. I think if you search Spotify for chrono cascade, you'll probably find some pretty cool tracks, undiscovered music. The present as an invitation is a temporal beacon, and the improved future, which is the now, past, and present, is called the utopian horizon. So I suspect people listening to this would for some reason be more impressed by ChatGPT and what AI did here rather than, I mean, I came up with the, I started it. Yeah, AI took it to an interesting place, but I mean, it just named the stuff. Anyway, I think I'm on to something. Not that I'm going to invent time travel or anything, or not that I'm even going to see it in my lifetime, but it brings me joy to think about. So why shouldn't I talk about it, you know, here and there? Shit, what else do I want to say? I've got an exciting summer lined up for time travel related events. But first, if I end up posting this before Saturday, June 24th, there's a Stone Laughs in Manhattan on Saturday, June 24th. Two shows, 8 p.m., 10 p.m. It's weird that even though cannabis is legal in New York, we have to be a little careful about how we talk about these events. First of all, the address isn't advertised because, you know, there's weed there. And So it's good to kind of keep these things private. We also do these at a place where after a certain point in the evening, we're allowed to light up and the theater gets hotboxed. And, you know, that's something that you want to be kind of like quiet about. But you can't be quiet when you promote shows. Anyway, Stoned Laughs, if you haven't been there, please check it out. I don't know, message me for a discount code if you need one. So that's happening. But I'm also, I think, going to Chicago to do a live performance of Time Machine Blueprints. Time Machine Blueprints isn't just a book, a blank book, but you should check it out. But it's also a show where I talk about time travel and, you know, other stupid stuff. I wrote a joke recently. It's that, is this even a joke? I don't know. It's just, sometimes jokes are just, nonsensical things to ponder, but, I think all exercise is simply just thinking that you can get stronger. And sometimes you think you can get stronger by, all right, I'm going to ride 10 miles on this bike, or I'm going to go to the gym for an hour, but hey, maybe you can just sit around, watch exercise videos, and just think you're slowly getting into better shape. And then, who knows, maybe you'll get tired of watching exercise videos and you'll just get up and decide to do it. So, Time Machine Blueprints is available on Amazon. Time Machine Blueprints is a show that's going to be in Chicago in August. I think maybe Vegas. Definitely some other places. I would much rather interview people on this rather than just talk for 15 minutes. So I do want to talk to people. Some of the people I would want to talk to are friends, of course, people who might be listening to this. But I also want to talk to people who have been to DEF CON, a hacker convention out in Las Vegas. I want to talk to people who have been to DEF CON because I'm going to DEF CON in Las Vegas in August. So I want to talk to people who've been there, who can share how to best experience such an event to maximize my experience. But hell, maybe I'll even talk to people who haven't been to DEF CON, and they can give me their hypothetical pros and cons about such an event. I did go last year for a short amount of time, and it was ridiculously fun. Probably walked in on an edible. Again, these things, sometimes we want to know too much about what people are up to or how they're feeling, you know? Let's give everyone a break. All right. So that was a brief mini episode about, if you want to read the whole thing, I mean, I think I probably didn't explain it that well, but I don't know. I think I put some pretty good concepts out there into the universe or multiverse, or at least maybe even ChatGPT's inner workings. Sometimes I hear people talk bragging about how shitty they talk to AI. And I kind of think, you know, would you talk to a child that way? If people are afraid of this technology, why are we, you know, maybe we need to be better toward it and then each other. This has been Time Traveling Stone. Hey, let's give everyone a break. Stone Laughs is going to be this Saturday, June 24th. You can look me up on Instagram at Time Traveling Stone, or just go directly to, hey, there's a train going by. Traveling at Stoner Morning Show on Instagram. I hope that isn't all confusing, but you know, we're all here to learn. Peace.